But strangely enough,
当他开口的时候,
whenever he opened his mouth,
我们的主就闭他的口,
and our Lord shut his mouth,
主在那里就深深地对付他,
the Lord disciplined him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
在这里我们看见有一个原则,
here we see one principle.
天下天生, 有领袖才干的人,
if anybody has a natural leadership ability,
这一个人就不配做属灵的领袖,
this person cannot be qualified to become a spiritual leader.
许多的时候我们以为说,
sometimes we think,
这一个人他天然有领袖的才干,
we say this person possesses natural leadership.
不错在这个世界的上面,
yes, in this world,
如果一个人他天生有领袖的才干,
if he's born with that natural leadership,
他就各可以做领袖,
he can become a leader.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
在属灵的事情上,
but in the matter of spiritual,
却不是这样,
that's not so.
一个有天然领袖才干的人,
if you have natural leadership ability,
他的天然领袖的才干,
your natural leadership ability,
叫他不配做属灵的,
this qualifies you to become a spiritual leader.
如果他不经过神的对付,
if he will not allow the dealings of God,
神要对付他这个天然领袖的才干,
God will deal his natural ability.
如果经过对付, 神才能用,
after through discipline, then God can begin to.
如果没有经过对付的话,
if there's no discipline,
这个天然领袖的才干,
this natural leadership ability,
反而在神的工作上是一个极大的难处,
will be a great hindrance in God's work.
我们看见扫罗就是这个例子,
we see Paul was such an example.
当他有天然领袖的才干,
he had a natural leadership ability,
但是他用他天然的领袖才干来领导的时候,
and when he was using his natural ability to lead,
他杀了许多的基督徒,
he slew many God's
people. 那是要经过 十字架的对付,
we have to go through the work of the cross,
然后我们看见神才能使用,
and then we can see God can begin to.
所以在彼得的身上也是这样,
so it's in the life of Peter.
彼得虽然是一个没有学问的人,
Peter, even though he was an educated person,
虽然他是一个粗鲁的人,
he's a very rough person,
但是这个人天然能做领袖的,
but naturally he has that ability to be a leader.
所以他以为说在十二个门徒中他就是自己,
so he considered himself a leader among the 12.
他要替其他的门徒说话,
he wanted to speak on behalf of the others.
但是每一次他开口的时候,主就对付他,
whenever he spoke, God silenced him.
哎呀,有的时候我心里替彼得很同情,
sometimes in my heart I'm very sympathetic to Peter.
我说彼得啊,
I said, Peter,
你少开一点口啊,
Peter, if you would speak less,
你就少吃一点苦啊,
you will, then you will suffer less.
为什么你这样张开你的大口呢?
Why you want to open your mouth so often?
你被对付了一次, 你应当学乖了,
if the Lord dealt with you once, you ought to learn your lesson.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my brother and sister,
我们今天乖的人太多了,
clever people. We have too many clever people.
我们今天神的儿女里面大家都太聪明了,
we are God's, among God's, we all think we are all very wise.
因为我们太聪明了,
because we are too wise.
我们也不开口,
we dare not to open our mouth.
我们也不做事,
we dare not to do anything.
这样我们就不受对付,
and then we don't want to, we are not receiving any discipline.
在神在人面前,
before God and before man,
谁也不注意我们,
and nobody notices,
我们也没有办法对付我们,
and no one can deal with us,
神也没有办法对付我们,
God cannot discipline,
我们实在太乖了,
we are too good.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
这样乖的人,
this kind of good people,
在神的面前,
in God's sight,
没有管制,
you have no discipline,
没有用处,
you are useless.
并不是说我们要故意来做,
this does not mean we want to encourage you to open or to open your mouth.
我们个人的气质是不同的,
we all have different temperaments.
有的人天然就喜欢讲话,
some people naturally they have the ability,
有人天然是少讲话,
and some naturally will speak less.
多讲话的人都受对付,
and the more you speak, the more discipline you get.
少讲话的人少受对付,
and if you speak less, less discipline you get.
但是感谢赞美神,
but thank God,
虽然彼得那样的受对付,
the way that Peter was disciplined by the Lord,
他没有退去,
he was not discouraged.
你知道吗?
Do you know that?
彼得在开始的时候是想退的,
At first, Peter was thinking of quitting.
你如果读圣经的话，
if you read the scripture,
你知道在马太第四章里面，
in Matthew chapter 4,
我们的主在加利利的海边呼召彼得来做门徒。
At the Sea of Galilee, the Lord called Peter to become his disciple.
他就撇下一切所有的来跟从主。
He left all and followed him.
但是他跟从主一段的时间，
and after he followed the Lord for a period of time,
当我们的主回到他家乡的时候，
and when the Lord returned to his home,
就是加布农的时候，
it's Capernaum.
你知道彼得在哪里做什么？
You know where was Peter?
彼得去钓鱼去了。
Peter was fishing.
去打鱼去了。
Peter was going back.
这是什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是彼得他觉得说，
It was Peter, he was thinking to himself,
是我愿意做主的门徒。
Yes, I want to be his disciple.
但是我受不了。
But I cannot take it.
我觉得我在主的面前实在不行啊。
Because I do feel I'm qualified.
我实在赶不上。
I cannot catch up to him.
那我现在还不是早一点退去就算了。
So the best thing for me to do something else to do.
所以他去打鱼就是想退的意思。
So when he went fishing, means he resigned from his calling.
但是第二天我们的主来了。
But the next day the Lord came.
他要在那里对众人讲道。
And he was there speaking to a
great multitude. 因为人太多。
Because they are great multitude.
所以主就借彼得的船来讲道。
So the Lord used one of Peter's boat.
用他的船做他的讲台。
And used his boat to be his platform.
这样人就不至于拥挤他。
And so the Lord, people would not be crowding him.
主讲完了之后。
And after he spoke.
主非常有礼貌。
The Lord is very polite.
主知道彼得想退。
Lord knows Peter was thinking of quitting.
如果他退去的话，
if Peter quit,
退去不做他的门徒了，
refused to be his disciple,
那么主在他的身上不能有所要求了。
The Lord has no demand on him.
所以我们的主在对彼得说，
and the Lord told Peter,
你把这个船打开去。
Would you sail that boat away there.
然后你在哪里下网打鱼？
And lower the net.
彼得心里觉得说，
Peter was thinking,
主啊，
Lord,
就做打鱼来讲，
as far as fishing is concerned,
我比你懂得多，
I know more you do.
就做道理来讲，
as far as teaching,
那我不如你，
I cannot compare with you.
我打了一夜打不到鱼。
Because I fish all night, I catch nothing.
我是知道水性的人呢。
Because I know the nature of this sea.
你根本不懂。
You don't know.
但是不好意思。
It's to be polite.
那我就听你的话。
So I'll listen to you and I'll lower the net.
打了一网的大鱼。
And he had a big catch.
这个网几乎要破裂了。
And even the net was on the verge of breaking.
但是没有破裂。
But not break.
如果破裂的话，鱼就都掉了。
And if it breaks, all the fish will be gone.
需要另外一条船来，来相帮来收这个网。
And another boat was needed to come to haul this catch.
主的意思是什么呢？
What was the meaning behind it?
你要退去不做我的门徒。
You want to resign, you don't want to be a disciple.
那我在你身上就没有要求了。
Then I have no demands on your life.
我用你的船，我就还你鱼。
Because I use your boat, I want to repay you with the fish.
我从来不占你的便宜。
Because I will not take advantage of you.
当彼得看见这种光景的时候，
when Peter saw this condition,
他扑倒在主的面前。
He fell down.
他说：“主啊，
He said, Lord,
我是一个罪人。
He said, I'm a sinner.
你离开我吧。
Depart from him.
你知道他的心情。
You know his heart.
他叫主离开他。
He asked the Lord to depart from him.
因为他觉得不配。
Because he feel he's so unworthy.
心里面，
but in his heart,
他盼望主不要让他走。
And he feel that the Lord will not depart from him.
主知道他的心。
The Lord knows his heart.
主说不要惧怕。
The Lord said, fear not.
我要叫你的人像得鱼一
样。I will make you a fisher of man.
从那个时候，
from that moment on,
彼得就专心地跟从主。
Peter followed the Lord with
him. 无论主怎样对付他，
no matter how the Lord disciplines
him, 你没有办法把他赶走。
You cannot get rid of him.
你记得彼得怎么说？
You know what Peter said?
主说你们都要去吗？
The Lord said, you want to all go?
许多的门徒都走了。
Many disciples left me.
说主的话太难听了。
Because the word of the Lord is too hard.
谁能接受呢？
Who can receive it?
主对门徒说你们也要走吗？
The Lord to the disciples said, you must go too.
彼得说主啊，
the Lord Peter said,
你有永生之道。
You have the word of eternal life.
我们知道你是神的圣者。
We know you are the son of God.
我们还到哪里去呢？
To whom can we go?
我们已经跟从了你。
We are already following you.
你不能赶我们走。
You cannot let us go.
我们也没有路可以走。
We have nowhere to go.
我们，你是我们的道路。
You are our way.
亲爱的弟兄们。你要看见一件事。
You want to see one thing.
管教是根据我们的教托。 如果我们把自己交托给主的话,
we commit ourselves to the Lord,
主才能管教我们,
then He can discipline us.
如果我们交托越少,
the least we commit ourselves,
主在我们身上管教越少,
His discipline will be very little.
如果我们把自己完全交在他的手里头,
we commit ourselves totally to Him,
主在我们身上就能自由地管制我们,
then He will have the absolute right to do as He wishes.
很多的时候你在那里说,
many times we thought,
为什么我没有管教?
How come I do not have to be disciplined?
是不是我这个人太乖了?
Because I'm very good.
好像有的孩子太乖了。
I'd like your son or daughter, they are so good.
所以不需要管教,
so you don't need to discipline.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
不是这样,
that's not the case.
许多的时候,
many times,
你发现说好像主任凭你,
as though the Lord is allowing you to do your thing.
好像主在哪里让你去,
as the Lord is not really there with you.
原因不是主不爱你,
it's not because the Lord does not love you.
不是他不要管教你,
it's not that He will not discipline you.
乃是你没有把你的自己完全放在他的手里头,
it is because you are not totally committing yourself to
Him. 因为当他管教的手来到的时候,
when His hand comes upon you,
恐怕你已经逃到千里之外去,
because you'll be shrinking, you'll be running away from Him.
但是一个人如果肯把自己放在主的手里头,
for to those who are committed,
不怕受主的管教,
you are not afraid of His discipline,
这个人住在他的身上就能做更多的工作,
the Lord can do much work in that life.
感谢赞美神,
thank the Lord.
我们看见彼得受了主这样管教之后,
we see after much discipline by the Lord,
我想在门徒的中间没有一个受管制像彼得受管制一样,
among the 12 there was no one had received more discipline from the Lord than Peter.
但是到了无旬节那一天,
but on the day of Pentecost,
当彼得站起来为主说话的时候,
when Peter stood up and spoke for the Lord,
我们看见他能代表那位升天的主,
we can see that He is there representing the risen Lord.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
如果今天我们要被神选上,
if today we want to be chosen by God,
做那属灵的领袖,
and to become a leader,
来领导弟兄姊妹,
to lead brothers and sisters,
我们不能轻看神的管制,
we cannot overlook or let it look God's discipline.
我们也不要因着他稍微管教我们一点我们就灰心丧胆,
we cannot allow discipline to discourage our hearts.
我们要把我们自己放在主的手里,
we must willing to place ourselves in His hand.
他越管教我们,
the more He disciplines,
我们虽然越痛苦,
the more we hurt,
我们里面越感谢他,
the more we appreciate Him,
因为他实在是爱我们,
because He loves us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天在圣灵儿女的中间,
among God's people,
我们太放松了,
we are too loose,
我们太随便,
we are too careless,
我们实在不够受管教,
we are not disciplined people,
所以我们道理知道很多,
so we have many knowledge,
但是我们实际非常的少,
but we don't have the reality.
只有经过管教的人,
only after discipline,
他才能有属灵的实际,
then we will have spiritual reality.
这样的人, 他才能把基督分给别人,
and this kind of person, then they are able to impart Christ to us.
所以这个是主在我们身上必须做的工作,
this is the thing that the Lord must do in our lives.
第三件事,
the third thing,
一个属灵的领袖,
a spiritual leader,
他必须有勇敢,
he must have courage.
勇敢在神的面前非常的重要,
courage is very vital in God's sight.
但是这个勇敢不是指着那个天然的勇敢,
this courage is not the natural courage that we possess.
今天世界上有许多的人天然是很勇敢的,
there are many people in this world that are naturally courageous.
他很会冒险的,
they can risk their lives,
他敢做岗位,
they dare to be a volunteer to do any risky work.
但是很稀奇的,
but strange,
一个天然勇敢的人,
a person who possesses natural courage,
他碰到属灵的事情的时候,
when it comes to spiritual matters,
你就看见他变成非常的胆怯,
and when you see he becomes very weak,
因为在属灵的事情上
Because in a matter that is spiritual
是需要属灵的勇敢
We need spiritual courage
这个勇敢不是天然来
This spiritual courage is not natural
这个勇敢是从认识神而来
This courage comes from knowing God
什么叫做属灵的勇敢呢
What does it mean by spiritual courage
那就是说
That is to say
神给了他意象
God has given you a vision
他有了这个意象之后
He has this vision
他就不怕任何
Then he has no fear for any obstacle.
他是不折不为的，他一直往前去。
He does not care anything, and he moves on and moves on.
虽然受许多的反对
，even though he faced much opposition,
但是他并不就是要退
退。He will not shrink from it.
虽然他遭遇人的不欢迎
，and he even though is not recognized or welcomed by people,
但是他里面知道
，but inwardly he knows
这是神的旨意。
This is God's purpose.
他就不顾人一切的不欢迎
and he will not compromise man's feeling
他不求人的欢迎
he will not seek man's approval
他只求主的喜悦
and he only seek God's pleasure
这一种属灵的勇气
this
乃是做领袖的人必须有
this kind of spiritual courage is what a spiritual leader needs
一个被神使用的人不能是一个推推缩缩的人
One who is used to be used by God cannot be those who is always shrinking back.
一个被神使用的人，他必须要为这个缘故勇往直前。
For those used by God, he must be able to go on regardless.
这个是很重要。
This is important.
否则的话
，otherwise，
你就是有了意向
，even though you have vision，
你也没有办法来完成神的托付。
You cannot fulfill God's trust in your life.
这样我们也可以用两个人来做例子
I think we can use two persons in the Bible as an example
在旧约的里面就是约书亚
In the Old Testament it was Joshua
在新约的里面我们用斯蒂凡来做例子
And in the New Testament we can use Stephen
如果我们打开约书亚记
If we turn to the book of Joshua
我们看见在第一章的里面
We see inChapter 1 Moses passed away
神的话就临到约西亚
And the word of the Lord came upon Joshua
他说我的仆人摩西死了
He said my servant Moses died
现在你要起来
Now you must rise
你要带领百姓进到迦南去
You must take my people into the land of Canaan
我们看见神拣选约书亚来做那个领袖
So we can see God chose Joshua to be the leader
来带领以色列的百姓进到神应许之地去
To bring the people into the promised land
你凡是你的脚掌所打的地方都要赐给你
So wherever the sole of your foot put down that is your possession
那个时候神就三次在那里对他说
And the Lord spoke to Joshua three times
你要刚强壮胆
Be strong and courageous
你不要惧怕
Do not fear
你要刚强壮胆
You have to be strong and courageous
你要带领百姓往里面去
Bring the people forward
然后我们看见百姓也在那里加强他的手
And we also see that even the people encourage Joshua's heart
他们说我们从前这样听从摩西
Is it how we listen to Moses
我们今天也要听从你
We also listen to you
你只要刚强大大的壮胆
Be courage and be strong and be courageous
你做神所吩咐你做的事
you do what the Lord asks you to do
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们不要轻举妄动
We do notDo things lightly.
好像没有神的命令
As though there's no God's commandment.
我们就鼓足勇气就去做
We use our courage and do things.
这样是人意王位
That is of our natural inclination.
这个就是犯了人意王位的罪
This is a sin of presumption.
我们在这一方面要小心
We have to be careful
但是如果有了神的命令
But when we have the commandment from the Lord
如果知道神的旨意
And we know God's will
就是全世界的人起来反对我们
All the world against us
我们也不能改变我们的方向
We cannot change our direction
这种属灵的勇气是必须有的
This kind of spiritual courage is necessary
我们在历史上看见有一个人叫马丁路德
And in the history of the church there was a man calledMartin Luther.
Martin Luther 乃是德国的一个修道士
And Martin Luther was one of the German reformer
修道士
monk
当时的人根本就看不起一个德国的修道士。
In those days, nobody think much of a German monk.
我们知道天主教那个大本营是在意大利。
We know the headquarters of the Roman Empire was in Rome, Italy.
天主教
Roman Catholic was in Italy、yeah.
他们认为他们自己是很 refined 很 culture、yeah. 很有那个文化的
yeah, so the Catholic in Rome in Italy thought they are highly cultureand refine
他们对一个德国的一个乡下的一个修道士根本看不起
and those from a little village a German monk is of no account
但是神用这个马丁路德
but God used this Martin Luther
当神用他的时候可以说全欧洲起来反对他
we can say that when the Lord was using the whole Europe wasRight rose up against him.
不但是这个罗马圣罗马帝国
not only the Holy Roman Empire against him.
甚至于这所谓的这个Holy Roman Church 也起来反对。
Yeah, the Roman Catholic Church also against him.
有一次他就被呼召要到 Worm 去受审判。
And one time he was asked to appear the Council of Worms.
当他被呼召的时候
，and when he was called，
许多的人为他担心。
And many people, they were very worried for him.
因为知道他这样的去是非常的冒险。
Because when this is risky for him to be there.
你知道马丁路德他怎么说
？You know what did Martin Luther say?
他说：“你们在我身上可以盼望任何的事情。
”He said, "You can expect anything from me."
但是你们不能盼望我惧怕或者反悔。
You cannot ask me to fear or regret.
You cannot.就是在 Worm 魔鬼多得像 Worm 城里屋顶上的瓦片
Even the devils are like the tiles on the roof of of Worm
我绝不逃避也不退缩
And I will not run away and I will not I'll be there
当他在皇帝的面前受审问的时候
And so he was questionedBefore the emperor,
他们要他反悔，承认过去都错了。
They want him to recant all his teaching.
你知道他怎么回答
？You know what did he say?
他谦谦卑卑站在皇帝、诸侯不绝的面前。
He humbled himself and stood before the emperor.
在那一些主教、大主教的面前。
And in front of all the bishops and archbishops.
他说，除非你们用圣经的话。和理智来说服我，我不能反悔。
As unless you can prove with your scripture and reason, I will not recant.
因为我的良心乃是神话语的囚徒。
It's because my conscience is the departed prisoner of God's word.
我站在这里
，I stood here.
我不能做其他的事
，I can do no other.
愿主帮助我
，May God help me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这种的勇气不是人所有的
This kind of courage is not human
乃是神给他这样的勇敢
It's God's courage in him
所以今天我们要做领袖的人必须有勇气
So if we want to be a leader in the Lord's work we need courage
我们不能顾东顾西
We cannot care for this, care for that
不能看这个人看那个人
We cannot look at this person, look at that person
怕这个人怕那个人
And fear this person and fear that person
不错我们要怕自己
Yes, we have to fear ourselves
唯恐我们自己错了
and afraid that we ourselves
但是如果我们知道这是神的旨意
we know this is God's will
就是魔鬼打开阴府的门
if the devil opened up the gates of hell
我们也必须要往前去
we still have to go on
最终的勇气从哪里来的
where does this courage come from
乃是因为
it's because
神与他同在
because the presence of God was with him
神对约书亚说：“我不离开你。”
The Lord told Joshua, "I'll not leave you. I'll not forsake you."
我与你同在。
I'll be with you.
这个勇气从哪里来的
？Where does this courage come from?
乃是因为他有神的话。
Because he has the word of God.
他知道神的旨意。
He knows God's will.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
如果神与我们同在的话
，If God is with us，
如果我们知道神的旨意是什么
，If we know God's will, what God's will is，
如果我们里头看见了异象
，If we in our heart we see the vision,
就是魔鬼像楼上的瓦片一样的多。
If the devil is like the tiles on the rooftop,
我们也敢进到火狱里面去。
And we are dare to go into the hell.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
勇气，属灵的勇气
Spiritual courage
是需要的
is needed.
在新约的里面
In the New Testament,
我们看见斯蒂凡
We see Stephen.
我们看见斯蒂凡这一个人
We see Stephen.
他是一个丰盛的人
He's a man of full spirit.
你如果读使徒行传的话
If you look in the book of Acts,
你看见他是满有圣灵
And you can see he's filled with the Holy Spirit.
他满有信心
He's full of faith.
他满有恩典
He's full of grace.
他满有能力
He's full of power.
他是一个认识神的丰盛的人
He knows God's fullness.
因着他认识神的丰盛
Because he knows God's fullness.
所以我们看见他遭遇世界宗教世界的反对
So when you're persecuted by the world
第一个人受宗教世界反对的第一个信徒受宗教世界反对的就是史蒂芬
The first person opposed by the religious world in those days was Stephen
And 除了我们的主之外
Aside from the Lord Jesus
他是第一个信徒受宗教世界的反对
He was the first person opposed by the religious world
为什么呢
Why?
那个时候十二使徒都在耶路撒冷
Because the 12 disciples were in Jerusalem
为什么斯蒂凡成了那个焦点呢
为什么 Why Stephen became the target
为什么
Why?
因为他认识神的丰富
Because he knows the fullness of God
当他在那里传话的时候
And when he was preaching
实在你要看见说他所传的道是远过十二个使徒当时所知道的
You can see that his messageIt surpassed all the other 12.
你如果看《使徒行传》第七章，他说的话。
If you read chapter 7 of the book of Acts,
我们常常说斯蒂凡是保罗的先锋。
We can many say that Stephen was the forerunner of Paul.
保罗以后所传的。
Paul, the preaching of Paul,
他所认识的属灵的东西。
The knowledge of spiritual knowledge of Paul gained.
斯蒂凡都看见了。
Stephen saw it.
因为他在神的面前看见比人更远一点。
He saw something more than what man sees.
所以他就变成一个目标了。
He becomes a target.
我们看见那个时候他们就起来攻击他。
So we can see at that time they rise up to attack him.
但是他被圣灵充满。
But he was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他的脸发光。
His face shines.
好像天使的脸一样。
As though the face of an angel.
当他在那里说话的时候。
When he spoke.
他的话是何等的有力量。
His words were full of power.
他一点没有顾到自己。
He had no self-consideration.
他在那里讲的话。
When he spoke.
叫那些审判他的人扎心。
Those who heard, they pricked their hearts.
因此就起来。
They rise up.
把他推到城外。
And they took him to the
outside. 用石头打死他。
They stoned him to death.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Sisters,
我们看见在这里有一个人。
See a man.
他没有自己
He had no self.
他不顾自己
He had no self.
他敢把神的真理摆在他仇敌的面前
He dared to place God's truth in front of his
enemy. 明知这样做
He knew this way.
他不能得到好的结果
He will not get a good result.
但是他敢说神的话
He dared to speak God's word.
哦，弟兄姊妹当人用石头打死他的时候
When the stone was thrown at him,
他说我看见天开了
He said, I saw heaven open.
看见人子站在天上
He said, I saw the Son of God in heaven
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
他临死的时候
at the moment he's
他说主啊赦免他们
He said, Lord, forgive them
这一种的勇敢
This kind of courage
不是从人来
It's not from man
乃是因着认识主而来
It's because of he knows the Lord
许多的时候人问我一个问题
Brothers and sisters, sometimes people ask me a question
我自己有的时候也这样想
And I sometimes thought
今天有许多神的儿女为主行道
Many God's people were martyred
如果我们在那个时候
If we were in those days
我们能不能为主站住
Can we stood up for the Lord
我们怎样能为主站住
How can we stand for the Lord
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
有一句话很安慰我们
There's one word that's very comforting
就是说
It is,
凭着我们自己我们不能站住
Up to us we cannot stand
反而以为自己站得住的要小心
For those who think they can stand take heed
免得他跌倒
you might fall.
但是如果神安排这个环境
But because if the Lord arranged you in such a situation,
主就会给我们寻道的恩典
God will give you the grace of martyrdom.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们盼望那一天有寻道的恩典
If we hope in that day that we will have the grace of martyrdom,
那么今天我们活着的时候
While we are living today,
就要做一个活的寻道者
We need to live a living martyrdom.
这样的话
This way,
当了那一天临到的时候
When that day comes,
我们才能荣耀主的
Then we can glorify the Lord.
所以我们看见说
So we see,
一个做属灵领袖的人
To become a spiritual leader,
他需要有属灵的胆量
You need spiritual courage.
许多的人天然非常胆怯
Some people, they are very,timid naturally
你不要以为说因为你是个胆怯的人
do not think that you're a timid person
你知道这是我们的气质
that is our natural temperament
有的人天然是胆量很大
some people naturally they are very courageous
不因为你是个胆怯的人
do not think that you're a timid person
你知道这是我们的气质
That is our natural temperament.
有的人天然是胆量很大。
Some people naturally they are very courageous.
有的人天然是很胆怯。
And some people naturally they are very timid.
但是弟兄姊妹这没有关系。
That doesn't matter.
天然胆大的人。
Natural courage.
碰到属灵的事情就胆怯了。
Comes to spiritual matter, they become very weak.
天然胆怯的人。
Naturally timid.
因着神的恩典。
Because God's grace.
反而在属灵的事情上胆子很大。
Even when it comes to spiritual matter, they become very courageous.
在这个寻道的历史里面
And when you go into the history of the martyrs,
我们看见有一些很软弱的女子
We see many, many weak sisters
但是她们在寻道的时候
when, in this matter of martyrdom
她们的胆量是超过勇士
Their courage is beyond anybody
因为是主的恩典在她的身上
Because it's grace operating in them
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
一个做属灵领袖的人
To be a spiritual leader
必须要有那个属灵的胆量
You must have spiritual courage
还有一点
One more point
一个做属灵领袖的人
To be a spiritual leader
神在他的身上
God in your life
必须要做出一个真实的谦卑来
He wants to work you to make you a real humble person.
因为神阻挡骄傲的人
God resists the proud.
神赐恩给谦卑
And God gives grace to the humble.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
严格地说来
Strictly speaking,
没有一个人不是骄傲的
There is no one that is not proud.
如果你的天然有很多当然你骄傲
If you have much naturally, therefore you're proud.
如果你天然很少，你也骄傲。
Even if you possess little natural, you're just as proud.
甚至于照人看，你是一无所有的，你也骄傲。
Even according to man's standard, you are a man of nothing. You are still a very proud person.
我们人都是骄傲的。
We are all proud people.
不过是一步步，五十步，小一步步而已。
It's a matter of degrees
但是神拦住骄傲的人
But God resists the proud
甚至于连神拯救人都是如此
Even the way the Lord saved people
一个骄傲的人不能得救的
A proud person cannot be saved
我想一个很好的例子就是 Finney
I'll give you a good example is Finney
Charles G. Finney
Yes, Charles G. Finney
是美国一个被神大用的一个布道家
Yes, he's one of the servants of the Lord mightily used by God in U.S. and evangelism
他是律师
He is a lawyer
那么在念这个律师的时候
When he was studying law
他发现说许多你知道英美的这个法律都是根据圣经的话
Yeah, he discovered that the Anglo-American law based on the scripture
所以他就买了一份圣经
And so he bought a Bible
来做参考
To do research
但是到后来神的灵就感动他
And the Holy Spirit worked in his heart
他觉得实在需要他的罪很大需要得救
And so he recognized he is a sinner and he needs to be saved
所以他就开始读圣经
And he began to read the scripture
但是呢他读圣经这样读法的
And the way he read the scripture
没有人的时候他就读圣经
And when there's no one there then he reads
人一进来马上把圣经藏起来 来。
When anybody comes to his office, he hides.
他不要人看见说他在那里读圣经。
He dare not to allow let people see that he's reading the Bible.
有一天早晨，他要到公司房去的时候。
So one day he was on his way to the office.
他实在感觉我这个人。罪孽众多
and he feared that he was such a sinner
我如果死了我要灭亡
he said if I die I'll perish
所以他说是好我要寻求得救
he said I will seek salvation
我不要到 office 去了
I'm not going to go to the office
我要去祷告
I want to pray
求主救我
ask the Lord to save me
所以他就跑到一个山林里头去
so he walked into a mountain forest
他走得很深很深
and he walked very deep into the forest
因为他怕人看见
he's afraid that people might see
他到了很深的树林里面
and he walked deep into the forest
他看见有几棵树啊是倒在地上
and he noticed there are several trees that would fell on the ground
他就跑到中间可以藏在里头了
he went between those trunks and he hid himself
那就跪下来祷告
and he knelt down in
他以为说我这样祷告哪一定是可以把我里面的那一种的重担可以完全卸在主的面前
and he said in that place and I can really pray and open my heart to the Lord
但是他跪下来祷告没有话
and when he knelt down he cannot pray
他祷告了几句祷告不下去
and he prayed a few words he cannot pray
他一听见有一点声音
and he heard the noise
马上站起来
And he stood up.
因为怕人看见。
He was afraid people might see.
啊，这样做了几次。
And he did a few times.
实在没有办法祷告。
And he could not pray.
哎呀，他非常的后悔。
And he was very regretful.
因为他到树林里去的时候。
And when he went into the forest.
他说我现在要去祷告去。
He said, I want to pray.
我要去寻求得救。
I want to seek salvation.
如果不得救，我就不回来。
He said, if I'm not saved, I will not return.
那他说我不能回去。
I cannot return.
那怎么办呢？
What can I do?
哎呀，他实在觉得为难。
He's in great difficulty.
在这个时候
at this moment,
好像有人在那里对他说
so somebody is speaking to him.
他说 Phine,
he said, Phine,
你是一个罪人
you are a sinner.
你在哪一位圣洁的神面前祷告
you pray before a holy God.
你求这一位的神怜悯你
you ask this holy God to help you.
你还怕人看见吗
you are afraid man to see
you. 你这个人何等的骄傲
you are very proud.
哎呀他看见自己
he saw himself.
他跪在地上
he knelt down,
承认他骄傲的罪
acknowledge the sin of pride,
当他这样承认的时候
when he acknowledged,
一定认罪
ask forgiveness,
神的话一句一句地领导他
and the word of the Lord came to him,
圣灵就充满了他
the spirit filled him,
从头一天起
from the first day,
他就被神大大的使用
he was used mightily by God,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
神拦住骄傲的
God resists the proud,
施恩给谦卑的
grace to those who are mercy
圣经有很多的例子
there are many examples in the scripture
我们没有时间
because we don't have time
我只能提他的名字
I'll mention just a few names
旧约里面基甸是一个很好的例子
in the Old Testament Gideon is a good example
神要拯救以色列的百姓出离脱离米甸人的手
and when God wanted to deliver his people from the hands of Midian
他就去找基甸
He looked for Gideon.
他说大能的勇士啊
He's a great warrior.
神与你同在
God be with you.
神就要差遣他去救以色列的百姓
God want to send him to deliver Israel.
你看基甸他的光景怎样
What kind of reaction was in Gideon?
他有一个谦卑的灵
He had a humble spirit.
他说神啊
He said, Lord,
在十二个支派中摩拿西的支派是最贫穷的
In the 12 tribes, Manasseh is the weakest.
在我父的家里头，我是最小的。
And in my family's house, I am the least.
我怎么能被你用
How can I be used?
但是神告诉他，与他同在，使用他。
But God said, I'll be with you, I'll sustain you.
当神大大地使用他。
When God mightily used him.
拯救以色列人脱离米甸人的手。
Deliver the people out of the hands of Midians.
以法利支派的人就起来了。
The tribe of Ephraim,
他们起来与他争。
Ephraim make him and struggle with them.
他说：“为什么与米甸人打仗，你们没有叫我们？
Said,
你们又叫我们一同来
？”He said, "When you are fighting with the Midianites, how come you didn't call us?"
你知道仇敌在哪里霸占的时候
？You know when the enemies were there.
这些以法利人都躲在后面。
Ephraimites were hiding.
但是等到打了胜仗了
，after the battle was won，
他们就起来责备基甸说：“你为什么不喊我们呢
？”And they came and accused the Manasseh tribe. Gideon, how come you did not ask us to join you?
你看基甸怎么回答
？You know what was the reply of Gideon?
他说你们所做的比我做的更大。
He said, your work is greater than my work.
以法莲人他所摘取的葡萄比我们这个种族所摘下来的收的葡萄还要多吗？
He said, the grapes in Ephraim, they are bigger and sweeter than ours.
因为你们把这个米甸人两个这个 princess 抓到了。
Yeah, because you caught the two princes of Midian.
这样你们所做的不是比我做的更多吗？
Because what you have done is more than we can, what we have done.
他们听到这个话很开心了。
When they heard this word, they are very happy.
就不与他争了。
They did not argue with
him. 这个就是谦卑。
This is humility.
等到打了胜仗之后。
After the battle.
哎呀，以色列人说，你带领我们打了胜仗。
You led us into this victory.
你要做我们的王。
You should be our king.
你做我们的王。
We want you to be our king.
基甸怎么说？
What did Gideon reply?
So, 我不做你们的。
I don't want to be your king.
我的子孙也不做你们的。
My offsprings will not be your king.
神做你们的。
May God be your king.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是谦卑。
This is humility.
哦，我们实在在神的面前。
We need to be before God.
需要做一个谦卑的。
We need to be a humble.
如果你谦卑。
If we are humble.
神能用他。
Then God can use you.
神用了你。
God use you.
如果你骄傲。
Because if you're proud.
你就完了。
That you're finished.
如果你再谦卑，
if you humble,
你更谦卑，
and you humble more,
就更能。
God can use you more.
在新约里头，
in the New Testament,
巴拿巴是一个很好的。
Barnabas is a good example.
很多的时候，我们对巴拿巴有成见。
Sometimes we have prejudice about this brother.
因着那一次他与保罗分手，
because he departed with Paul.
我们都怪巴拿巴。
We always blame Barnabas.
也许他错。
Could be he was not quite right.
但是因着这个缘故，
but because of this,
我们对于巴拿巴很有成见。
We are prejudiced about him.
但是你如果仔细读圣经的话，
but you read carefully,
你看见巴拿巴是一个谦卑的人。
You can see that Barnabas is a humble man.
他虽然是个财主，
even though he was a very wealthy man,
他把他的产业卖了，摆在使徒的脚下。
He sold all he had and placed them at the feet of the apostles.
他们给他取个名叫做安慰之子。
They call him the son of consolation.
因为他的心是何等的宽大。
Because he has a large heart.
当使徒们听说安提亚神在那里做工，
when the disciples heard that the Lord has started a work in Antioch,
他们就派巴拿巴去看望。
And they sent Barnabas to go and visit him.
他看到了那里，看见神所做的工。
And when he saw the work of God,
他是不是说因为这个工作不是我做的，所以不算？
He did not say, but this is not my work, so it doesn't matter.
今天有许多神的仆人有这样的态度。
Today, God's servant had this kind of attitude.
不，他看见神在那里做的工作。
When he saw God's work there,
他满心欢喜。
He was full of joy.
他就在那里，帮助鼓励他们，要在主的道上再往前行。
He was to encourage them, to keep the faith.
因为他看见神的工作那么大。
Because he sees the greatness of God's work.
哎呀，他承认他自己不够。
And he realized he is nothing.
哦，弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当神稍微用我们一点的时候，
when God uses us a little bit,
我们就觉得自己好大好大。
We think we are something.
但是巴拿巴呢？
But Barabbas,
当神在那里用他的时候，
when God used him,
哎呀，他就觉得说，这个工作不是他可以胜任的。
He said this work is not something I can.
因为他认为他自己是个有限的器皿。
But he realized he's a limited vessel.
哎呀，有一个人，
one person,
就是扫罗，
Paul, Saul,
他是一个大的器皿。
He is a big,
大的器皿。
Oh, he's a big vessel.
虽然扫罗的就是比他晚呢。
Because Paul, Saul's conversion was much later.
并且是巴拿巴把扫罗介绍给耶路撒冷的圣徒。
It was Barnabas who introduced Paul to the apostles in
Jerusalem. 但是巴拿巴这个人里面胸襟很大。
But Barnabas had a big heart.
他认为说这个扫罗神在那里用他，他是个大的器皿。
And he recognized that Paul is a vessel in God's hand.
为做神的工作。
Because of God's work.
不是为做自己。
Not for himself.
今天许多神的仆人有地盘主义。
Many of God's servants, they have a territorial concept.
这是我的地盘。
This is my sphere.
你们不能来。
You cannot come.
但是巴拿巴没有这种的感觉。
Barnabas had no such a feeling.
虽然神在那里用他。
God used him.
他觉得这个工作太大。
He said, this work is too big.
为做神的工作。
Because God's work.
他不能为做自己把神的工作扣住了。
I cannot get hold of God's work.
有一个人，他是一个大的器皿。
There's one man who is a great vessel.
他就谦卑他自己去找扫罗。
And he's humbled himself to seek.
把扫罗找来。
He found Saul.
与他一同四分钟。
And served with him with the Lord.
按照资格来说。
According to qualification.
他比保罗资格大。
He is more qualified than Saul.
当他们一同在侍奉的时候。
When they serve together.
有五个先知和教师。
Five prophets and teachers.
在安提亚一同侍奉。
They were serving the Lord together in Antioch.
第一名是巴拿巴。
The first was Barnabas.
另一名是保罗扫罗。
The last one was Saul.
他们一同在哪里侍奉。
They served the Lord together.
你知道这个不是在哪里摆地位。
It's not a matter of order.
摆在哪里摆地位。
Position. Yeah.
那是圣灵这样的安排。
This is the order by the Spirit.
所以当圣灵分派巴拿巴和保罗扫罗出去的时候。
So when the Spirit sent Paul and Barnabas out to preach the gospel.
他们是巴拿巴和扫罗一同出去。
It is Barnabas and Paul went out together.
巴拿巴是在哪里领导。
Barnabas was the leader.
保罗在哪里与他合作。
Paul was there as his co-worker.
因为巴拿巴在神面前属灵的成分多。
Because Barnabas has more spiritual measure.
保罗比他少一点。
Paul has less.
但是过了不久。
But for a period of time.
我们看见神的恩典在保罗身上愈发加增了。
We see that the grace of God manifesting in Paul's life.
胜过了巴拿巴。
He had more measure of.
所以圣经就把他转过来。
And so the scripture again.
是保罗和巴拿巴。
It's now Paul and Barnabas.
现在保罗站在领导的地位上。
Now Paul is in the place of leadership.
不是保罗去争取这个领导的地位。
It's not that Paul tried to grasp that position.
是圣灵把他放在那个地位上。
It was the placement of this Holy Spirit.
感谢赞美神。
Thank God.
保罗也不为着自己的缘故说，我不要这个地位。
And Paul did not too polite about it.
保罗觉得说神这样安排就顺服神。
Paul said, since God has this ordering, I must obey.
巴拿巴嫉妒吗？
Was Barnabas jealous?
No.
No.
巴拿巴甘心乐意的与保罗同工。
Barnabas followed Paul and co-worked with Paul willingly.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
如果一个人里面有一点的骄傲，
if there's a pride in one's life,
这一件事情是绝对办不到的事情。
This work cannot be done.
难怪马可约翰受不了啊。
No wonder why John Mark cannot take it.
旁边的人受不了。
Those who are around cannot take it.
但是当时的人他能接受。
But they take it.
这一种的谦卑,
this kind of humility,
在神的面前何等的宝贝,
in God's sight is very powerful. May God have this kind of servants who have this heart of humility. This is what God needs in his servants.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
今天的教会里头有许多的难处。
We have many problems in the church.
都是因为神的仆人有地盘主义。
It's because God's servant, they have territorial.
神的仆人心胸太窄了。
Because they have aggressive heart.
如果神兴起比你更有用的人来。
If God raised someone that is more useful than you.
你愿意不愿意就退让，让那个人。
Are you willing to allow him to take the place of leadership?
不但在工作上如此,
not only in the work,
在教会中也是如此,
and also the same thing in the church.
也许过去的时候,
possibly in the past,
神在那里圣灵设立你做长老,
yes, God used you one time to be the elder,
把你放在领导的地位上,
place you in the place of leadership.
如果后来有人属灵的情形比你更好,
but subsequently the Lord has raised another person whose spiritual condition is much better than yours,
是不是你就站着这个地位不肯放了?
Are you holding fast to your position?
如果你这样的话,
if you are that way,
你就全教会被你扣住了,
because in that way the whole church will be limited.
如果神在那里兴起人来,
if God has raised new people up,
他们属灵的情形是超过你,
their spiritual condition is better than yours,
你应当自动地退去,
you ought to voluntarily
让那些人起来领导,
allow those to come to be the leader.
你要甘心乐意地跟从,
you have to be willing to follow them.
这一个就是谦卑,
this is humility.
神所用的人,
those who God used,
那是谦卑的人,
are people of humility.
最后,
Lastly,
神所要的乃是忍耐的人。
God's looking for those who do have patience.
这个忍耐
this patience,
乃是说
it means,
因为你看见了异象
because you see the vision.
所以你无论遭遇什么挫折
No matter what difficulties you encounter
你就能忍受一切
You endure everything
你就不知不悔地一直往前去
You cannot look back or turn back You endure to the end
那好像又不一样
Like Job
因着他的忍耐
Because his patience
他所得着的结果是何等的荣耀
And the blessing he received at the end was far more glorious
什么叫做忍耐
What does it mean
忍耐就是说
Patience means
因为你在神面前有所看见
Because you see something
别人还没有看见
Others have not seen it
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister
你的眼睛是开了
Your eyes are open
别人的眼睛还没有开
The other people's eyes are still closed
你就有一个很大的试探
You have a temptation
你看那些眼睛没有看的人就看不起
You look at those who have not seen what you've seen as though they are you don't have respect for them
你自己就跑在前面去了
So you run ahead yourself
你不顾那些的人
You do not care for the rest
一个牧羊的人
A shepherd
当然要坐在羊群里面去
You ought to walk before the sheep
但是他不能在羊群前一千步以外
But you cannot be 100 feet ahead of the sheep
叫羊群跟不上他
Because the flock can never catch up with you
虽然他是走在前面的
But even though you are walking in front of them
但是为着那些软弱的羊群
But because of the sheep
你愿意一步一步地走
You will walk step by step
就做你里面的感觉
According to your inward feeling
你早可以到那个目的地了
You could have been there long long ago
但是你为着他们的缘故
But for the sake of the flock
你愿意他们一步一步地走
You want to walk with them step by step
好像约书亚和加勒一样
Like Joshua and Caleb
就做他们两个人的光景
According to their two conditions
38年前就可以进迦南
38 years ago they could have entered into Canaan
但是我为着顾念那一世代的人
But for the sake of the whole nation
他们愿意与那一世代的人一同在旷野里头徘徊
They endure the wilderness for 40 years
到了40年满了
After 40 years
与他们一同带他们进到迦南
And they enter into Canaan with the whole nation
这个叫做忍耐
This is patience
忍耐就是说
Patience means
你对弟兄姊妹
The way you treat your
brothers,
you do not look lightly to them.
你不在那里说你们这些人就是赶不上了。
You cannot say you will never catch up with me.
那算了吧。
You're through.
我自己就去。
I'll go with myself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
做领袖的人不能这样。
Spiritual leadership cannot be like that.
你必须要攻克你的自己。
You have to conquer yourself.
你要忍耐着。带领弟兄姊妹往前去
You have to endure and bring the whole brother and sister with you
在旧约的里面
In the Old Testament
尼希米是一个很好的例子
Nehemiah is a good example
我们知道尼希米他是在皇宫里头做酒政的人
Yes, Nehemiah is a cupbearer in the palace
但是他的心顾念他的弟兄
But his heart was with his brethren
他并不以为自己享受就满足了
He does not care for his own pleasure
当他的弟兄们从耶路撒冷回来的时候
When his brethren returned from Jerusalem
报告给他听耶路撒冷的光景
They reported to him the condition of Jerusalem
城墙都拆毁了
The walls broken down
留在那里的百姓受过仇敌的欺负
And the people there they were oppressed
他里面满了重担
He was full of burden
他就在神面前祷告
And he prayed
你知道他祷告的时候是11月12月的时候
And when he prayed was in November, December, the month of December
但是他不轻举妄动不随便
But he will not be careless
他一直正等候在主面前
He waited and waited
等到三四月的时候
Until March of April
有一个机会来了
Opportunity
神为他开路
The Lord opened the way.
因为皇帝看见他脸上忧愁
Because the king saw the expression of his face.
这是很危险的事
This is very dangerous.
因为做酒政的人
Because to be a cupbearer.
那是皇帝亲信
Because that is the person who the king trusts.
他要把酒提给王喝
You give the cup of wine to the king to drink.
他提给王喝之前，他自己先要喝一口
Before the king drinks, he has to drink a little bit.
因为那个时候的皇帝都是暴君呢、啊。
Because in those, kings are all dictators.
他们很怕人毒死他们。
Because they're afraid the people may poison them.
所以纠正是他的亲信。
Because the cupbearer is their protector.
他们两个人的命是一个命。
Their two lives are one life.
所以纠正献和。
So the cupbearer had a drink.
如果有毒的话，纠正就喂一个王子。
If it's poisonous.
然后就在王后,
and then the king would drink.
所以他在那里敬酒的时候脸上不能忧愁。
And so he was serving the king with a cup of wine.
脸上忧愁，皇帝心里就你在那里有心事了。
And when the king noticed his sad face, he knew something was wrong with him.
那恐怕你也要暗杀我了。
Probably you want to assassinate.
所以这有生命的危险。
This is a danger to his life.
但是他在那里勉强了几个月。
But he endured for a few months.
几个月他装着笑脸去献酒。
For a few months, he tried to have a pleasant face before the king.
到了那一天实在没有办法。
But he cannot endure anymore.
他脸上忧愁。
He became grieved and sad.
皇帝就说，你为什么脸上忧愁？
King said, why are you so sorry?
一定有原因在哪里。
There must be a reason.
他里头就祷告。
And he prayed.
他说,
and he said,
我自己的同胞,
he said, my brothers,
在那里受苦,
they are suffering there.
我怎么能?
How can I endure?
求王差遣我去,
may the king send me back.
让我去建造这个城,
may I go back and to rebuild the wall.
感谢神,
thank God.
神就答复他去,
and God sent him back.
你知道他到了那里,
when he arrived,
三天的功夫,
3 days,
他什么都不懂,
he knew nothing.
他在那里观察,
he watched.
然后他把他的负担告诉留在那里的弟兄们,
then he unveil his burden with his brethren.
许多的艰难,
many difficulties,
离望,
persecution from within and without.
但是他忍耐,
but he endured
直等到城墙,
until the wall was rebuilt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
一个做领袖的人,
to be a leader,
如果没有这种的忍耐的话,
if you have no patience,
怎么能做神的工作?
How can you do God's work?
碰到一点的挫折,
when you encounter difficulty,
就撒手,
you resign.
看见弟兄姊妹, 好像不明白, 也跟不上,
and as though the brothers and sisters, they don't know and they cannot catch up with you.
算了,
you finished.
你们这班人没有用,
you give them up.
亲爱的弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
一个做领袖的人,
to be a spiritual leader,
是一个牧羊的人,
is a shepherd.
他要有牧羊人的心,
you have to have a heart of a shepherd.
在新约的里面,
in the New Testament,
约翰是一个很好的例子,
John is a good example.
就说他天然的气质来说,
according to his natural temperament,
他这一个人不是一个忍耐的人,
he is not a patient person.
主耶稣称他为雷子,
the Lord called him the thunder.
打雷,
thundering.
这个打雷啊, 一点不忍耐,
thunder has no patience at all.
打雷那怕人,
it's explosive.
圣经里头给我们看见约翰好几次打雷,
scripture tells us how many times that John
thundered.
John is a man of little
speech.
The moment he opens his mouth is just like thunder.
你记得吗?
You remember?
有一次有人奉主的名赶鬼,
there's one time people using the name of the Lord cast out a devil.
鬼也赶出去了,
and the demon was driven out.
约翰大不满意,
and John was very upset.
他跑到主耶稣的面前,
and he went to the Lord.
说岂有此理啊,
he said, how can this be?
这个人他不与我们在一起, 怎么可以赶鬼呢?
He's not with us, how can he do such a thing?
他可以用你的名来赶鬼呢?
And he used your name to cast out the evil devil.
赶鬼必须要与我们在一起才行啊,
he's going to do such work, he has to be with us.
我们对你的名可以报办啊,
we can monopolize your name.
别人不能用你的名,
no one else can use your name.
打雷,
thundering.
主耶稣说,
the Lord say,
不与我分离的, 就是与我相合,
those who are not scattered are with me.
往前走,
move forward.
主耶稣到撒玛利亚的村子,
the Lord went to the village of Samaria.
撒玛利亚人与犹太人没有来往,
the Samaritans and the Jews, they have no dealings with each other.
所以他们不肯接受主耶稣,
and they will not receive the Lord Jesus.
约翰和他的哥哥两个雷啊, 就对打了,
and John and his brother, the two thunders, they roar.
他们跑到主耶稣的面前,
they went to the Lord.
说主啊,
it's the Lord.
这件事不可以,
this can never happen.
你是主啊,
you are the Lord.
怎么他们可以不接受你呢?
How can they not receive you?
你要不要我们祷告?
Do you want us to pray?
求天上降下火来,
and ask the fire from heaven to fall down and destroy them.
好有信心啊,
哎,
they do have faith.
你知道主耶稣那个时候经过撒玛利亚的村子是到耶路撒冷去。
Do you know that when the Lord went to Samaria, was on his way to Jerusalem?
他到耶路撒冷去乃是为着钉十字架。
And the way and he went to Jerusalem is because of the cross.
主耶稣那个时候的灵乃是一个十字架的灵。
The spirit of the Lord was the spirit of the cross.
但是这两个弟兄的灵
，But these two brothers' spirit
乃是另外的一个
，is another kind of spirit.
就对付他。
The Lord deal with them.
还有一次大雷。
There was one more time they thundered.
就是他把他们的母亲带来。
It's the time when he brought when they brought their mother to the Lord.
要坐在主的左边和右边。
One wants to be at the Lord's right hand and the others at the left.
这个雷一打，十个门徒的耳朵都震动。
And this time when the thunder roared, all the 11 other disciples' ears they pricked up.
他天然不是一个忍耐的人。
Naturally, he is not a patient person.
但是感谢。
But thank God.
因为主管教他。
Because God's discipline.
主对付他。
God dealt with him.
约翰成了爱的使徒。
John became a disciple.